The Albion City Council had a busy night Monday night at their regular meeting. The council first heard from Bob Patel, who has requested a liquor and gaming license, which will be located at the main event building, which is for sale on West Main Street. The building is 118 feet from the doors of a nearby church organization. After some discussion, the council agreed to have a liquor commission meeting this Friday at 7 p.m. at City Hall. The proposed establishment, according to Patel, would sell mixed drinks. However, they would be limited to just one drink. Kemper CPA presented their annual audit, which showed over $2 million in deposits. However, the city did lose money last year on water and sewer, but made $12,000 profit on the garbage fund. The council will again apply for a $1 million water line grant for a replacement line on Main Street from 7th to K through 12. The grant application deadline is December 4th. The water rates will be adjusted to meet the grant application requirements. The new rate increase will be good for the next 2 years. The council agreed on pay raises for city officials elected in April. The mayor and city clerk will receive $500 per month, and three councilmen, aldermen up for re-election, will be raised to $125 per month. The council, after some discussion, voted to purchase a tank car culvert for the Red Hill Bridge that recently became into disrepair. The total project, including a concrete floor, is estimated to cost $50,000. Alderman Quentin Spear brought to the council's attention during the discussion about the audit that the city continues to lose millions of gallons of water. The lawsuit stands at 71 million gallons. City workers have been diligently looking for the sizable leak or leaks, especially during the dry weather. The council voted 4-2 to keep the 80 acres of the Wanborough Lake subdivision. That property located north of that subdivision, the appraisal showed a value of $294,000 or $3,532 per acre. Some aldermen believe that the pasture ground is worth more than the appraisal. The Albion Christmas Parade was approved for Saturday, December 7th. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.